Hi everyone, you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. I'm your host Claire and you're listening to Earworm. Hi everyone, you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. I'm your host Claire and you're listening to Earworm. Sorry about that. I was really confused for a second. But yes, I'm live. I'm going to be live right now. And so today I have a kind of like rainy playlist for you guys. I think it's the first day in Kingston in September that it started raining, which is lit because I actually have grown to like the rain. Actually, I fell in love with rain when I went to Montreal for the first time this summer. I don't know, I guess like Montreal really brings out the beauty of just being in the rain, and then also post rain. I have so many photos of Montreal when it was like the aftermath of rain, and it was like the streets were very pretty, and then also the city was really pretty. So I have some rainy songs for you guys today. The first one being There There by Sweet Pill and Hopelessly Devoted to You. That song is a new song by Sweet Pill, and I feel like rain to me, it just makes me think of shoegaze for some reason, or particularly today I was listening to shoegaze and it was a vibe when I was walking to school, sorry. And then one I'm going to play after is Husk by Men I Trust. I hope you guys enjoy.
You're just trying to read, but I'm always standing in your light. You're just trying to sleep, but I always wake you up to apologize. I'm sorry I don't laugh at the right time. Babble on like a madman.
back. So that was There There by Sweet Pill and Hopelessly Devoted to You. And then it was Husk by Men I Trust. Men I Trust is a band from Montreal. And I was talking about Montreal earlier and how much I love it and how much I love it in the rain. So that was actually a coincidence. I didn't mean to put Men I Trust like for the purpose of Montreal, but here I am thinking about Montreal when I'm in Kingston and it's raining in Kingston. Kingston is also pretty in the rain, I guess, but I guess when it comes to rain, I always think of Montreal. So the next two songs that I'm going to play for you guys are Need To by Pine Grove and Someone Asked Me How I've Been by Jonah Yano. So also the fact that I'm live, this is unedited and you're going to hear a lot of my so just letting you guys know. Anyway, so Jonah Yano is a jazz pop artist from Toronto. And Pine Grove, I feel like this episode is very sad song central by my good friend Emily Parkinson. She also has a radio show here. And she's my housemate. I live with her, actually. And she's the person who introduced me to Pine Grove. I feel like this playlist is very Emily. Shouts out Emily. Hope you guys enjoy the next two songs.
Thank you.
Man, don't you love when songs just end like that? It's just jazzy noise. I actually love that. Jonah Yano, I don't know if you guys remember, but I, in my pilot, I put Concentrate by Jonah Yano, and it was very similar to the song that just played, where it was very chill at the beginning and then it was very instrumentally heavy at the end. I really like when Jonah Yano does that. Shouts out. So the next two songs are Close to You by Just Sister and Please Do Not Lean by Daniel Caesar and Bad Bad Not Good. Of course, you guys know how I feel about Bad Bad Not Good, so I won't talk too much about it or about that band. And then Justice Durr. I actually met him this summer, and he was playing with Maria Aragon and Mariel Divino in that one Diaspora Dreams volume two. It was volume two of Diaspora Dreams. And he played both sets, which is kind of crazy because he also played the night before. He performed with Melina. And he's just a very talented guitar player. And I guess you will see when I play the song. But the song Close to You by Just Sister is a guitar cover of Frank Ocean's Close to You. I told him in person that Okay, hot take. I like Justice Durr's version more than Frank Ocean's. I just can't get with the auto tune. It's just not for me. But yeah, I really like the more chiller and melancholic-y version of Justice Durr's version. So, and he's actually a really, really nice guy. I suggested him when we all went to Gus Taco's after the Diaspora Dreams show. I suggested which tacos to get, and I told him Al Pastor tacos. He should get those tacos. So, yeah, tacos. Oh, and also I posted on my main account on Instagram, and I put the Gus Taco's photo in the post. And Gus Tacos actually commented on that post, which is so cool. And then Justice Durr replied to that comment, which is even cooler, like crazy how life is. Yeah. And then the songs you just heard were Need To by Pine Grove. And someone asked me how I've been by Jonah Yano. Hope you guys enjoy the next two songs.
Thank you. Sweet Emily, my bride-to-be, just how long will you stand next to me? For we both know it's more than a load for you to bear. It breaks my heart, but I don't understand if you'd leave me for another man with a little less on his mind, less on his plate, less in his brain. Please do not lean on me, I'm unstable. You're all you need, I've seen it, you're able. Please do not lean on me, I'm unstable. You're all you need, I've seen it, you're able. Sex in the air, deep in despair, could you please act like you're unaware? But we both know I'm just a dog chasing his bone. Please understand I'm just a man that's nearly figured out his master plan. Just stick around and you gon' see worth every pound. Please do not lean on me, I'm unstable. You're all you need, I've seen it, you're able. Please do not lean on me, I'm unstable. You're all you need, I've seen it, you're
listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. I'm your host, Claire, and you're listening to Earworm. So the songs you just heard were Close to You by Justice Stir and Please Do Not Lean by Daniel Caesar and Bad Bad Not Good. The next two songs I'm going to play are Old Body, New Mind by Nemesis on her new album. She recently performed in the Opera House, just I think a album release or I think it was an album release performance. I think it was also sold out, which was great for her, you know. I don't know if you guys heard about Nemesis being dropped by her label in near October 7th of 2023. It's kind of crazy how it's been almost a year, how all that Palestine stuff has been happening, it's very disheartening and very sad. So Nemesis, shouts out Nemesis, being a Palestinian Toronto artist and coming out with her new album. Good for her, honestly, good for her. And the song after is Theme from Eternal Sunshine of a Spotless Mind, and it's by John Bryan. I feel like this song is my rainy day song, even though I think it's actually not raining right now. I saw on the weather app that it was going to start raining at 1, which was like, oh, it's perfect because that's when my show starts and it's about September rain or just like rain in general. And it's just cloudy right now. So that's kind of disappointing. But then also, I guess nobody's walking in the rain. I don't know. I know some people are rain people and some people aren't. I wonder, you know, what's the demographic of who likes what and what weather they prefer, I suppose. I feel like Theme from Eternal Sunshine of a Spotless Mind is a really great rain song. I think the whole movie is very like gloomy vibes, and Theme is a very, that song is like the theme of a person with a mundane life, like, and which is true because Joel is a very boring kind of, not boring, but like plain, bland. Sorry, I'm just saying really mean stuff, actually, and I just don't know how to not be mean. But yeah, Joel is a very mundane character, and I think it was a very perfect way to start. That song was a very good way to start the film. It's a good rain song. I like to listen to that type of classical music when it's raining, so that and shoegaze, apparently, so... Yeah, I hope you guys enjoy the next two songs.
I'm not supposed to be back here.
yeah, that was Old Body, New Mind by Nemesis, and Theme from Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. Theme from Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind by John Bryan. See, I'm articulate, I swear. Yeah, those were songs. And the next two songs are Waiting for You by Alex G and September Rain by Makoto Matsushita. And then it's going to be Summer. Oh, September in the Rain by Dinah Washington. Dinah Washington is a New Orleans artist, and New Orleans, every time I see a video of New Orleans, is always raining. But I think it's such a beautiful city that it's so beautiful in the rain as well. I think what makes rain so beautiful is which city you're in. Like, Montreal is a beautiful city, I think. It has a very beautiful city design. I also think that way for New Orleans. It's a very aesthetically pleasing and then also walkable city. So I think walkable cities are where it's at for rain. Yeah, so whenever it's raining, just go to your nearest beautiful walkable city. I highly recommend. Yeah, stop, drop, and go to that city. Yeah, I wanted to put September Rain because it's September and it's raining, and it's the first day of raining in September. So, but it's not raining right now. So maybe on another day when it is raining, you guys could listen to this. It is cloudy, so I guess it does bring that gloomy vibe still. Yeah, I feel like guys, I can't speak right now. I don't know why. I think it's being live. It's making me nervous a little bit. You guys just have that effect on me. I just get nervous around you all the time. But yeah, Alex G, his song, it's a he, right? Or their song Waiting for You also gives the vibe of Theme from Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. It's a great song. Yeah, hope you guys enjoy those three songs, and I'll be back after those three songs play. Enjoy. Thank you.
wait for you.
The raindrops seem to play a song. sweet refrain. Though spring is here, to me it's still September. Ooh, that September in the rain. To every word of love I heard you whisper, the raindrops seem to play a sweet refrain. Though spring is here, to me it's still September. That September in the rain. I said that September in the rain.
A little ASMR for you guys, but yeah, so the songs that just played were Waiting for You by Alex G, September Rain by Makoto Matsushita, and September in the Rain by Dinah Washington. The next song I want to play is a happy song, which is great, because this was a very gloomy episode, I think. And just me being awkward throughout, like, in between those songs. But, yeah, so the song I wanted to play is very relevant to what has happened this weekend, and it is September by Earth, Wind, and Fire. And I don't know how you guys celebrated your 21st of September. I celebrated with QPA, or just Filipinos in general. I don't want to say too much about it, but yeah, I was with a bunch of Filipinos at a barbecue, and we were eating chicken, a lot of chicken. There was a lot of chicken that we cooked at the barbecue because, man, everybody just brought chicken to barbecue. And in Tagalog, barbecue is ihaw. Yeah, that's what I'm just giving you guys a Tagalog lesson right now, because there was also sinanag, which is garlic rice in Tagalog. A little Tagalog fact there. And yeah, I just keep thinking about the chicken that Loki I brought. It was really good, because the key to cooking or barbecuing really good chicken is to boil it in the sauce first, for like a few, like maybe 20 minutes in the sauce, and then put it on the barbecue, and then it's cooked fully, and then it's also juicy. So a little tip for you guys when you barbecue. And then also put sauce, obviously, when you barbecue it. You don't want it to be unseasoned. But yeah. I think about the chicken and the sinanag and the fruit punch that was there. It was so good. I think I really needed that meal. So that's how I celebrated my 21st of September. Another fact of the day, I just found out that there's monkeys on campus, which is kind of crazy. I didn't know about that. What do they do to those monkeys? Like, why do they need the monkeys anyway? A lot of questions I'm so curious about. I hope the monkeys are okay and they're well. Let me know, though. I want to know how you guys celebrated the 21st of September. Hope you guys... I don't know if I should end it like there, because it is like, I don't know, it's 3 minutes long. See, this is the quarrel of going live, because I never really know when to end it properly. Because actually last time I was over my time. It was a lot. By a lot of time. Yeah, sorry about that. So right now, can you tell that I'm like a little bit stalling? I really don't know what to say. Like I just need to take a little bit of time just to play my last song. And then, because I don't want to play another song because it's just going to go over to, it's going to go over again. And I don't want to do that. So yeah. So let's just wait it out. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to play the song now. And I hope you guys enjoy this episode. Sorry for being awkward and depressing, I guess. Bye.